off the top, kind of how are you injury-wise?
Well, we don't have a lot of updates for you. We haven't practiced yet today, so we'll have more information after practice when we get a chance to go out and see you guys.
You in pretty good shape, this general, for this time of year?
Yeah, we are. We are. We've been pretty fortunate.
You get a little boost this week because of the win? Guys in a little better mood?
Well, winning always helps a lot of things, and you know, we've gone through a losing streak, and was very proud of the way our guys practiced and prepared every week and stayed the course, and we were able to finish off a game this week, and so that's always a positive thing. But it won't mean much if we don't go out and play really well this weekend.
Lane, what have you noticed about the Broncos' offense in recent games? They've been able to move the ball a year, but now they're starting to put some points on the board. Why do you think that is, in light of all their injuries?
Well, first thing, you know, the running backs coming in, especially Young, have played so well in Travis's absence. And actually, over the last 3 weeks, they lead the NFL in rushing, you know, since Travis has been inactive. So, you know, whatever that reason is, they're really clicking, and the quarterback's playing extremely well. And so, you know, they're hitting on all the right cylinders at the right time and scoring a bunch of points. And if you can run the ball and you can make explosive plays outside and your quarterback plays well, that's what's going to happen.
You guys played Cutler early in the season. Does he look like a different guy at all now?
Yeah, we played in the second game. He had the good the good finish to the Buffalo game. But he looks very comfortable now and making a bunch of plays. You know, they got him going the right direction. I saw the stats of his first 16 starts, and so it's going to be a very, very tough game for us. And we're going to have to do things extremely well to hold him down.
How's your own young quarterback doing, Jamarcus?
He's doing well. He's coming along. We continue to push him, and we expect great things from him eventually. And he's preparing as if he's a starter every week.
Any chance you'll play him?
Sure.
How good a chance?
I don't know that exactly, but there's a chance.
Would you consider moving him to number two for any reason?
Or? Yeah. We've looked at that, there's reasons to do that, and there's reasons not to as well.
The Broncos are pretty beat up at running back. Do you plan any differently, knowing that you might see Young or Henry or Andre Hall or some X factor?
No, as you look at it, you know, statistically, they're like I said, they're the best in the league over the last 3 years running the ball, or the last 3 games running the ball.
Is that by design, or is there something up front that you're still trying to work out?
No, that's not by design. We play 8-man front basically every snap, so that's definitely not by design. You know, we've gotten to play better, and we've given up 800-yard rushers a season, and so it's obviously a major focus of ours, and we've made some strides at times, and then we regress. And to give up 150 last week to a rookie running back in his first start, we weren't very pleased with that. So we need to play well this week and play well against a great running team.
How much of a different look do the Broncos defensively have in their front seven than when you earlier met them? It seems like they've kind of changed philosophy as the season's progressed.
Yeah, it seems like they definitely have, and they've put more of a commitment towards stopping the run game. And from the last time that we've played them, they really look a lot different to me over the last 3-4 games as opposed to early in the year.
Hey, Lane, given the fact that Sonny Ligbeck has been pushed out at CSU, are you surprised by it at all? What do you think of this guy? What do you remember about him?
Well, I think, Sonny's one of the best coaches I've ever been around. And if you ask any one of his players, and we happen to have two of his players on our staff here that played for him, two guys that played for him and coached for him on our staff here. So they're just in love with the guy. And you can't get a coach that's more about his players and more about his coaches than Sonny. And I caught a little bit of his press conference yesterday because the guys were down in their office watching it. And it was sad. You know, it was very sad to see him and a guy that should still be coaching and knowing that it's over for him.
Lane, why have you moved to Fargus a little more than he's carried the ball previously in his career?
Yeah, you know, it's just it's a good story. It's a story of a guy competing from the day we got here, and you know, Lamont Jordan was the previous starter here, and we signed Dominic Rhodes in the off season and drafted Michael Bush, and you know, Justin didn't worry about anything. He just kept working every day, and when he got his opportunities, he produced and won himself the starting job. And I think it's a great story of a guy that isn't making very much money, playing over guys that are because of the way that he practices and the way that he plays.
Did you expect that in the back of your mind at some point early in the season, or is it just has he just impressed you even?
No, I don't expect those things. You know, we give guys opportunities, and you know, we see how far they can take them. And when we got here, we opened competitions at all positions and to find out who the best guys were. And we weren't going to base things off of what people had done before. And Justin's one of the guys who has seized that opportunity and has become a starter for us.
Have you, just as a head coaching matter, have you had to address the Sean Taylor thing in any way with the team?
Not yet. You know, obviously a tragic accident and, you know, another example of someone gone way too early and way too soon and you know, especially the players, but we all need to appreciate what we have and make sure that we understand that every day.
Is that something you would talk about with the guys at some point or no?
Yes.
Okay.